Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, the coronavirus is on everyone's mind. Cruise ships are making special offers to get you on or keep you on their ships, but airlines are not being quite as generous. And United Airlines has told its flight attendants to stop having fun. And France tells Uber the same thing California did. Your drivers are employees.
At 3:20 in our Smarter Traveler segment, we'll tell you what not to touch on the road and answer the question, is the shared air on airplanes safe to breathe?
Excuse me, I was just over there kind of wiping everything
Thank
down.
You.
Right,
I got a little...
Make sure. Where the hell are we? Oh, are you scheduled to travel and you're very nervous. You want someone to reassure you or tell you how to cancel and get your money back or talk you out of it? Or, doctor, can you help?
Yes, we can. Our travel therapy session is scheduled for 3:35 today, and there's no charge for the couch. If you're nervous about traveling, well, let's talk.
What do you do when you wipe everything down and then everything's all wet?
You just got to wait.
Okay, it's just safer radio. Finally, at 3:50, we leave coronavirus behind and meet our friend Chevy Lee from the Black Hills. Chevy is a blogger and a big fan of tourism in Mount Rushmore country. We talk about different kinds of travelers and when is the best time to visit the Black Hills.
It's 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, time to get an update on the biggest story of the day. And more right here with the Travel Guys.
On the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again.
Another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano, and to my left is Mark Hoffman. Mark is, I had to explain to Mark that if you want to decontaminate your computer, just turning it off and then turning it back on, you actually have to physically wipe it down.
Uh-huh. So. Well, then you showed up with the wipes in the middle of the headlines, so that's... You know, I mean, now I'm trying to get, you know, have safer radio and I'm supposed to be talking and multitasking has never been one of my strongest points. Before we dive into what is one of the more interesting compilations of travel stuff that we've had here for a while, there's a lot more people interested in what's going on in travel these days than there is on a usual Sunday afternoon. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I wanted to thank you and Rob Artigo and Bill for a special program that they had yesterday on KFBK, a great public service there between 5 and 7. Show that they have every Saturday, but they focused in on travel and the coronavirus and had you, Mark, on for a period of time, and listeners were calling in. It was very informative, and I was proud to know you and be associated with the Travel Guys at that point in time.
Well,
now at the end of this show today, uh-huh. I may feel differently. Yeah. But...
Just a, sort of a temporary pride there, huh? Things could slide back downhill on a moment's notice.
What's going on at Sports Leisure Vacations,
oh,
a travel
goodness.
Company that has to be somewhat impacted by all that's going on in the travel world?
Yes, and fortunately, we have mostly sane, normal people who travel with us, so it's interesting. And I promised folks who are Sports Leisure travelers that at 3:20 today, I would give a special update, and every week while this continues, we would give a special update to those folks. So if you're a Sports Leisure traveler and you want some specific information about things that are going on there, we can do that. But a lot of what we have to say, it's been an interesting time to be in the travel business, Tom. But a lot of this is still speculation. You know, it's still like what could happen type thing. So it's and unfortunately... what could happen is not necessarily a good way to predict what will happen. So I think right now you just have to be prepared and you have to be ready. and you have to have a little compassion, and you have to be a little bit as flexible as you can with the rules without going bankrupt in the meantime. So anyways, I've got a whole lot of stuff here, so maybe we should stop gabbing and just get on with the show here.
All right, at the top of every Travel Guys radio program, we bring you up to date with what's going on in the travel news. And with that, here's Mark.
Well, thank you, sir. Cruise ships. It has not been a good week for Princess Cruises, or a good month. You know, they had the ship that was over there off the coast of Japan that was stuck for a while. Now they have the one in Oakland, we're finding out. And a Princess cruise ship was forced to abandon its cruise for the second time in a month. It was on a 14-day voyage. The Caribbean Princess with 2,200 passengers, the ship was forced to return to the port to Port Everglades Saturday morning, skipping a stop in Aruba, returning one day homer than earlier planned because of the norovirus. A lot of people on the ship were sick. So, gosh, what a bad time to work at Princess Cruise Lines. You must think that the world is coming literally to an end. And now you've got folks going on television on the Sunday morning talk shows and saying, you know, I wouldn't get on a cruise ship light right now. So, you know, somebody asked me how I felt about that yesterday. And I said, well, it doesn't much matter to me because I'm not an ocean going cruise ship guy anyway. I prefer river cruises. I like to be on a boat where if anything happens, I can swim to shore, you know. So ocean going cruises are not really my thing. I haven't done one for a long time just because I don't particularly care for them. Lots of people just think they are the cat's meow. In fact, we have a group on a cruise ship in New Zealand right now as we speak, or hopefully not in New Zealand, but rather off the coast of New Zealand, because in New Zealand would indicate, you know, usually ships float on the water. Anyways, in the other travel news stories here, a French court has dealt a blow to Uber by giving drivers employee status. If you remember, this is the same issue that was fought here in California the second half of last year, and it was a battle that Uber lost. A law was passed making it harder for apps to classify their workers as independent contractors rather than employees. And so France has done the same thing to Uber drivers. They have said that basically when connecting to the Uber digital platform, a relationship of subordination is established between the driver and the company. Hence, the driver does not provide services as a self-employed person, but as an employee. So perhaps the writing is on the wall there for sure. Lay flat seats in economy may almost be coming. They are testing out some seats, Tom, that allow they would be double-decker seats on the plane. So imagine somebody would have to sleep in the top bunk.
I'm trying to imagine.
While somebody, here's a picture.
Oh, okay.
See, I've got a picture for you.
Oh, all right.
The Economy Skynest, Air New Zealand, apparently. Okay. They haven't put it in anywhere yet, but they've been working on it, so that's what they're doing. Cruise lines have come up with some very generous.
How do you keep you know, your seatbelt on? I mean, even when the seatbelt light is not on.
Well, you have to have a longer seatbelt.
Will encourage you to keep your seatbelt on in case you hit some turbulence.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like anybody strapped in there at all.
Well, no, you can't. You're right. You can't see seatbelts because that would make people look uncomfortable, and we're trying to sell airline tickets here. anyways,
okay, as you were.
Cruise ships have cruise lines, as you might guess at this point, are in kind of panic mode. They are offering some great deals for folks who are already booked on their ships. If you leave your reservation in place, they will give you some of the cruise lines are now offering onboard ship credits. So if you are booked on a cruise in the next few months, you should go back to your travel advisor. Or if you booked online, go back to your cruise line. See, there might be some goodies or incentives available for you there to leave your reservations in place. If you don't already have a reservation, in order to get you on ships that are not likely to be too full for the next few months, there are going to be some great deals and some great prices. So if you are somebody who likes to cruise, and none of what has occurred in the last 4 or 5 weeks here has given you much time to reflect, why then you're going to be able to get some terrific bargains on cruise ships over the next 4 to 6 months would be my guess. United Airlines has told their flight attendants, Tom, this is kind of interesting. There was a viral video challenge that asked flight attendants to climb into overhead bins and have pictures taken of them. And apparently some United flight attendants started doing this. So the airline now has asked their flight attendants not to climb into bins and post photos of themselves doing it. As you can see here, photos of flight attendants getting into.
Let me see that up close.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Uh-huh. By the way, if you go to travelguysradio.com, you can see there's a link there, United Bands Fund for their flight attendants. They've asked the flight attendants, please don't, because it's hard on the equipment.
No, this is a bad idea. There's nothing. What are they thinking? Oh, here's this the flight attendant guy helping the flight attendant girl into the overhead bin. This is... people should be getting fired for that kind of activity.
They're off the clock at this point. So that's, you know, what they're kind of says.
Okay.
Is that, you know, they can do no major. Here's a couple of comments. No major company can allow employees to goof off in a way that would result in even minor injuries or damage to property. Sadly, we live in an era of no fun. So anyhows,
it did make me sound like I'm no fun, didn't it? I take that back.
Who says an empty plane means they're off the clock? What about turnarounds, buffer time on ground, positioning flights, etc.? So it kind of the argument that flight attendants, they don't get paid for a lot of that. You know, on a lot of airlines, the plane has to push back from the gate for them to get paid. Okay, last story here in the travel news. This is a result from a Travelers United poll that was taken last week. This is the first poll that I've seen. Has the current COVID-19 outbreak caused you to change travel plans? And the results were 10% said, yes, I canceled a trip or cruise. 8% said they won't be going overseas this year. 8% said they would only vacation in the U.S. this year, not necessarily the same 8%. 16% say I'm just going to stay home until it's over. But 58% said I'm taking my planned trip or trips this year. So what it sounds like is that 10% of the population for this survey's purposes have canceled some travel, and about 15% have said, I'm going to stay closer to home. About 15% have said, I'm not leaving home until it's over, because who knows, a house could fall on me. So 58% say that they are still traveling, and that is your travel news for today.
And we are the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on KFBK. By the way, Mark Dudd, you probably got it a little bit late, but I did see that Southwest has posted a notice that they are taking cleaning steps to ensure the safety of the of their passengers. They are going through the planes and completely cleaning them.
And
so if you have the first flight of the day, you can be pretty sure that your plane is super sanitized. Now, once it starts flying, you know, we talked about this the other day, that they have 7 minutes?
Well, that's the deal, is that cleaning crews on a full-size aircraft have 7 minutes. There are oftentimes 3, 4, or 5 of them, but they have 7 minutes to go through an aircraft and clean it. Let's hope that the airlines maybe are slowing that down just a little bit right now. And I'm not one of those people, Tom. I have never gotten on an airplane in my life and sat down and wet wiped the tray or the sides of the seat or anything like that. And at this point, I would do that. I certainly, especially if I wasn't on the first flight of the day, because it just makes sense. It's a simple little thing that you can do. It's like, you know, don't grasp the, under normal conditions, you're coming out of the restroom on the plane. Don't grab the handle and open the door. Don't grab the lock and open the lock, because after all, every single person grabs those two things. And guess what? This would surprise you to know, I'm sure, but some people go to the bathroom and don't wash their hands.
Oh, my gosh, for heaven's sakes.
So so I use the towel that I get to open the door and open the lock. And then you can, you know, at least as I left the restroom, I was still clean. Some, you mentioned Southwest mentioning extra cleaning. This is coming from a lot of places now. Here are two San Francisco area museums. Walt Disney Family Museum has said that they are going to close from the 6th until the 8th. So that's through today, to conduct a deep cleaning and add further protocols and precautions. To the Young Museum in Golden Gate Park at the Legion of Honor says that they're not closing the museum, but they spent overnight on Thursday and Friday night making sure that all surfaces were kind of double cleaned, and they're telling folks that they're spending extra time at the end of every day cleaning the museum. So some folks are at least taking the time and the effort. I think it's important to make the extra effort at this point to do that. So anyway, for the second time, that's your travel news for today.
Okay, coming up next here on the Travel Guys, we're going to tell you what not to touch on the road. and answer the question, is the shared air on the airplane safe to breathe? That's next here on the Travel Guys. Hey, by the way, did you hear that Paul Stuckey, Peter, Paul, and Mary is actually going to be in town? I think he's maybe Harris
at
Center.
At the Sofia,
Kitty had him on for a couple of minutes. Yeah. It was great. He said that when they do leaving on a jet plane, everybody has to hold hands.
I'm going to be out of town when he's here.
Put their arms around each other. I don't know if they're still going to do that or not, but that's what he was encouraging.
He's the Magic Dragon guy, you know.
I know, yes.
All right, so promised Sports Leisure Travelers at 3:20 today, the underwriter of this program, that I would give them a special update. So here's what I have for you. Sports Leisure has canceled international trips. We've canceled two cruises that are going overseas and a European trip that's going overseas, simply because there's a lot of uncertainty involved and a lot of moving parts in trips like that at this point in time. And we just feel more comfortable with having our folks closer to home. We have not made any changes on our domestic or Canadian tour schedule. We had a group that went to a chocolate festival in Oregon on Friday. They get back this evening. Have a group on a cruise in Australia and New Zealand. They will be back Thursday. This week, trips to Tucson, spring training, and New Orleans depart. Our company policy as it stands now is, as long as there is not a major outbreak of the virus in the greater Sacramento area and or an outbreak in a destination that we are headed towards, then we intend to continue traveling. If at some point in time that becomes an issue on either end, then we'll assess each one of the trips or tours at that time. But for right now, that's what we're doing. If you're registered for a Sports Leisure Vacations trip and you have any questions, you can give our office a call Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. One of the advantages of having booked with a local travel company is that you can pick up the phone and call us and we will talk to you. You don't have to write an email or wait on hold or try to find the non-existent customer service. If you booked with a small company, then we're going to be there for you and we're going to look out for you and do the very best we can. Now, remember that being afraid of traveling is not a reason that cancellation insurance is going to cover you. So if you're in one of the groups, one of the high-risk groups, and you don't want to travel, it's not going to get you out of cancellation charges. But if you've got a company that will work with you on those charges, Sports Leisure will, why then maybe you don't have to bear the entire brunt of it. So if you fit into that category, give us a call. Or if you want to know something about a trip of whether or not it's going. But for right now, all of our domestic and Canadian trips remain on the schedule. That is something that is reviewed on a daily basis.
Well, there you go. All right. And every week until further notice at around 3:20, Mark will have an update specifically for those Sports Leisure Vacation
Absolutely.
Travelers.
Absolutely. Also, a caller called in, asked about cheaper airfares. Not yet. We're not seeing what the airlines are doing right now are condensing their schedules. United announced a 10% cut in domestic flights over the weekend, so it's entirely possible if you're flying on United Airlines, expect the other carriers to follow. Southwest was rumbling about it yesterday online. So if there are not as many people flying, there won't be as many flights. You might be on a flight that's been eliminated from the schedule. So keep an eye on things. Clayton Whitehead flew home from one of our reporters flew home from Indianapolis today and reported that airports were not as busy. Planes are not as full. So some businesses have stopped traveling. There aren't as many people in airports right now. Right now, that's not an issue. But here at the Travel Guys, we will stay on top of things. Another thing is, this is really a time to consider if you're buying an airline or something, these third-party travel agencies and stuff, that's just you're asking for trouble. You need to be buying your air and your hotels directly from the people who are providing them right now, because if they change rules about cancellations and you have booked with Expedia or Booking or somebody else, you'll be subject to their rules, not the supplier's rules. If you book directly with Hilton and Hilton says, hey, we've closed the hotels in this city and you can't come, then you're going to get a refund. But if you're working with somebody else, then you may have some issues there. So I really encourage people, find the best price and book direct. But in this case, also, if we hit a bump in the travel road here, some of these third-party people will not be there when we get past the bump. So just keep that in mind. I mentioned before, cruise lines are kind of modifying their cancellation and rebooking policies. And if you're already on a cruise, in order to get you to stay on it, if it's your cruise is coming up in the next 3 months, some lines are offering some incentives to keep you on the cruise. All right, a couple of tips. When you're traveling, we're all touching a lot of surfaces. We share a lot of surfaces. I watch people as they get on an aircraft all the time going back. They don't need to for any reason, but they're just touching the top of every seat all the way back. And sometimes those seats are fabric, and sometimes they're made out of some kind of plastic material. But if you can avoid doing that, you don't need it to right yourself or for your balance. My suggestion is that you don't do that. If you're somebody who needs that balance, then put on a pair of gloves beforehand. They can even be just wintertime gloves that you could. You don't have to have special plastic gloves. Just put on some gloves that'll protect your hands until you get to your seat. I already mentioned the thing about coming out of the restroom on the airplane and using the towel that you've used to dry your hands to get out of the restroom. When you're in hotels, you're using elevators all the time. Consider, instead of pressing the button with your finger, you can press the button with your knuckle. And then you don't have to put your finger on the button, and therefore the same button that everybody else has been putting their finger on. When you're going through a door, obviously, you can use your shoulder or your hip or your elbow or something like that to get in and out of doors. You can piggyback of somebody else going in or out of a door and go in behind them or right behind them or right after them. And therefore, you don't have to use something yourself. Another idea is put hand sanitizer at the door of your hotel. Just as you would put it right now, that we've done at Sports Leisure Vacations, at the door of every entrance to the office. The rule is every time you come in the door, you sanitize your hands. So if every time you come in the door of your hotel, you are washing your hands, the chances of you bringing something into your hotel room is greatly diminished. So those are some little things that you can do. Take a couple of wet wipes with you. You get on the airplane. Some people are wiping things down now. Some people did that anyway. So nobody will think you're weird if you do it now.
What about the air on the airplane itself?
The air on ventilation. The airplane. The airlines use special recirculating filters, Tom, that take out over 99% of all contaminants. They are a very special filter that they use. And the statistics show that you are less likely to get sick from air circulation on the plane than you are just from moving around. When you move around on the airplane, you expose yourself to a lot more things. So really the best thing that you can do when you get on an airplane is get on, sit down, not move around. And there are some statistical evidence that indicates, because of that moving around thing, that if you sit in a window seat, you are a little less susceptible to other people's illnesses. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's at least the wives' tale.
All right, the travel therapist session will begin right after the news, coming up here at the bottom of the hour, the no charge. So if you're a little nervous about traveling, we'll talk. That's coming up next here on the Travel Guys. And by the way, links to all that we talk about can be found at TravelGuysRadio.com. Keep it here. We are the Travel Guys every Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Come away with me.
Hey there, Mark Hoffman, Tom Romano with you. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, I had to take my automobile in to have it worked on, and ended up having to leave it, and the dealership was kind enough to loan me an automobile.
Yeah.
Get in the loaner, and the first thing I thought about was my handy sanitary wipes.
Uh-huh.
Who knows who was in this car before I was in this car? What did they have? What did they not have? And then, which leads me to the next one. You are traveling. You decide that you're going to go and whatever. Maybe you're going to deal with a rental car. And I don't know about you, but I've noticed that rental car companies, they don't even bother to wash cars anymore. I mean,
I rent a car for a day or two, and I take it back. And, I mean, other than taking the fast food bag out of the back seat.
Right, but they used to wash them and clean them up.
Oh, yeah, every time.
So now, I mean, what are folks going to do that are concerned that as to what the person may or may not have had, illness-wise, anything, when you get into a rental car?
My friend, I don't know what to tell you. You're going to have to live in a bubble, I think.
Is there a note of paranoia?
No, at this point in time, anything like that is in play. Things that people, as I said before, before we went to the news, if people you get on the plane before and you're wiping everything down, people would look at you and say, well, that person's a serious germaphobe. But if you sat down now and wiped everything down, people would say, oh, there's another person trying to save their life or something. And, of course, listen, put this in perspective. Yesterday, I'm on Rob's program in the afternoon here on KFBK, and a gentleman calls in. He says, I'm a medical professional. He says, it just blows my mind that everybody is so freaked out about this. There's no reason to be this freaked out about it. It's the flu, basically. Some people, he's basically saying that with the regular flu, people who get it, who have these, who are in these tough categories, have issues.
Mm-hmm.
So he said it's no different. It's just the way that the media is treating it. And so that's just another point of view. And gosh, I hope he turns out to be more right than wrong. But it does appear in some ways as though we're a little bit behind the eight ball. You had a trip planned. You were talking about going down to San Antonio and see your daughter, and you were kind of like, eh, I don't know if I'm going to go or not.
We're still riding the rail on that one. We've pretty much have decided that, and we're just, now may not be the best time to
now
go.
Now, you see, just right there in 10 seconds, you were like, and we just, well, you know, we
yes.
kind of, it's decided this is not the best. That's what all of my travelers are saying. It's like, well, do you still want to go on the trip? Oh, yeah, I really want to go.
But,
and it's that but that you want to listen to what comes after the but, because that's their real opinion on traveling. So you decided ultimately not to go.
We have, at this point, we have decided not to go.
But it should be pointed out that you did have a pneumonia situation a few years ago. So
yes.
You are in one of those groups that they're telling to
I
be
am
extra
in the,
careful.
I am in that sensitive group.
Uh-huh.
Age-wise and health-wise, stuff could come along and could cause me more grief than it might the average person.
Right.
Even though, you know, I'm relatively a healthy guy, but I am at risk,
yeah.
if you will. You know, I still may go ahead and book this
mm-hmm.
out of ways, because here again I fly with Southwest. I've noticed that the flight the rates are down.
What a huge advantage to be a Southwest flyer at this point, because you can cancel
yes.
and rebook. And all that stuff, I mean, you have to pay any fare differences, but you don't get hit with those $150 and $200 change fees.
If I book far enough out at this particular point in time,
uh-huh.
we can see what happens next. If it appears that fewer people are getting sick,
mm-hmm.
that the outbreak in the United States, because I'm traveling domestically,
right.
Is far less, then I may just go. But at least I can have that on the books, take advantage of some decent rates, and again, with Southwest being able to go ahead and cancel literally up to the last minute if I so choose.
Well, so you're one of those people who you were thinking about travel, and then you kind of sort of decided that you were going to go, and now you've kind of decided that you're not. So, I mean, there are a lot of people. We were kidding about a little bit about a travel therapy session here on mm-hmm. the couch, but that's why I wanted to point out your situation, because I think you are very reflective. You don't have to go to San Antonio, but you kind of wanted to go, and it's something you can put off, and you've weighed all of the ups and downs and sideways and ultimately decided just to wait a little while.
And I was thinking maybe we could just do the old-fashioned way, hop in the old car and do a road trip.
Do you have any idea how many more surfaces you would touch on the way to San Antonio than you would on an airplane?
That's what you said earlier when I brought this
an
up.
Airplane.
So,
listen.
So you're saying a road trip would actually be more unsafe than flying?
Oh, way unsafe than flying. I mean, way more. You would interact with a lot more people, pass through a lot more places, all of that stuff. Listen, this will probably get worse before it gets better. We didn't have our hands around this. We don't have testing kits all over the place yet. We don't know who and where people are sick. So without sounding too political on this, we got ourselves behind the eight ball a little bit. We lost some valuable time by not having those testing kits available a few weeks ago. They're available and starting to getting distributed now. So let's hope that quickly we can find out where the illness is. And then those people, because the recovery rate is, you know, what, 98% on all of this stuff. So it's not like that. It's not like people are getting sick and not recovering. So,
right.
It's and the other thing is, a lot of people have taken out. I wanted to address this here. A lot of people have taken out cancellation insurance or protection, depending on the company and how it's labeled. And then they're saying, well, you know, I'm afraid to travel because of this. I want my money back. Well, I have to tell you, folks, it doesn't work that way. You have to cancel for a reason that your insurance company, underwriter, whatever is covering. And you get that information when you take out the policy. And I can tell you in every single instance that fear of travel is not a covered reason.
And we were talking before the program that some people have been known to go see their doctor, get themselves a note, and then show up and provide it to the underwriter.
Don't think that insurance companies are not wise to this, especially now with a lot more people canceling things and a lot of more big ticket items. So the our two insurance underwriters, international and domestic, have advised us both actually early last week that they will be taking a closer look at every cancellation. People can expect that their physicians will be contacted regarding the notes and that they've written and stuff like that. So if you're one of those people who lives on the fringe like that, be careful, because as they reminded us, insurance fraud is a crime, and if you're stealing thousands of dollars from somebody, why they might be interested in coming after you. Here's another thing about cancellation insurance and protection. There are a couple of kinds you can buy. You can buy the kind that says, you know, hey, someone in your family passed away, you have a bad illness, something that's verifiable, and you can't go, and so you're covered. There's another kind of insurance called cancel for any reason that we talk about on this program from time to time. And that means that basically you can cancel for any reason you want. Two things to know. Cancel for any reason protection costs more for obvious reasons. There's a lot more possibility that you'll cancel. It covers you in a different way. When you have the regular type of insurance or cancellation coverage, you submit a doctor's note or whatever verification you have to submit, and you get a refund. Cancel for any reason, you don't need that verification, but what happens is they're only protecting a percentage of your payment. So they might say, if you cancel for any reason, but you'll only get 75% of your payment back, or you'll get 50% of it back, and you'll get the other 50% in a travel voucher for a future date. Just last week, one of the major insurance underwriters that covers international things reduced the coverage on cancel for any reason for new policies from 75% to 50%. So when people talk to you or you hear about that, cancel for any reason, it's there. For example, my staff here worked it up. 75-year-old passenger, 14-day cruise, $6,000 cost on the cruise. The regular insurance is $766. You want cancel for any reason, you add $300 to that. So to insure $6,000, you were talking about $750 roughly versus a little bit over $1,000 if you wanted to cancel for any reason. So you can figure that's going to be about 30% more. It'll get you out of things, but oftentimes you'll have a voucher, which means in order to get the full recovery, you will have to travel at a future date. So that's the difference between regular protection and cancel for any reason. So, Tom, you can get up off the couch now.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Thank you. All right. We are the travel and entertainment guys. Jump into an interview here coming up in about 3 minutes. We're going to the Black Hills. Going to visit with Chevy. Chevy is a blogger, and I think you're going to enjoy this conversation. That's next here on the Travel Guys. Kaufman and Tom Romano, the travel and entertainment guys on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. By the way, links to all of our special guests on the program can be easily found at travelguysradio.com.
It would be my pleasure to introduce the listeners of the Travel Guys to an old friend of mine. She's from the middle part of the country in South Dakota. Chevy Lee is a tour operator, and she also writes a wonderful and very interesting blog. And by the way, I will tell you that if you go to travelguysradio.com, you can see a link to the blog, the issue that we're going to talk about. And also, if you wish, you can sign up for it. If you are a traveler, I think you will find what Chevy pens every month to be kind of interesting stuff. Chevy, welcome to the Travel Guys.
It's good to be here, Mark.
Well, thank you. You wrote this month on your blog about something that Thomas Cook, who you called the original travel agent, divided travelers into four categories. And I found it to be kind of interesting. And I wanted just to talk to you a little bit briefly about it. It really does describe travelers in a good way. The categories that Thomas Cook had were pilgrims, tourists, nomads, and explorers. So think about that if you're listening. Pilgrims, tourists, nomads, and explorers. Which one would you put? Would you put yourself? I can see the wheels turning in Tom's head across the table here. So Chevy, tell us a little bit about what defines those four categories of traveler.
Well, first of all, we have to keep in mind that he was writing and working in the travel business over 200 years ago. And at that time, this is basically the only people who traveled. And, of course, the caveat comes that they had to have money. But to me, I looked at these four categories, and they almost all have to do with some kind of a quest or a religion. So this is even just a little bit before all the wealthy people started taking the Grand Tour of Europe and that sort of thing. And so he was speaking historically. He knew what he was talking about. It just struck me when I read this that I didn't know too much about this subject. And as a historian, that is usually what gets my juices going. I want to learn more. And it turns out that's one of the biggest things that he was talking about, too, that these people, I bring in Marco Polo later on in the article, and he was not only learning for wandering around in China, but he shared what he learned with other people. And, of course, that's what you and I do, Mark, is when we take people on a journey, we fill them in on even things that they're not seeing. How did this town get here? I work only in the Western United States, and those things just fascinate me. So Marco Polo was certainly one of those.
And you wrote about here, you talked about, you know, some of the famous travelers of his time, Daniel Boone, Lewis and Clark, John Fremont, who was big here in California. And isn't it interesting that he came up with these four categories a couple hundred years ago? Let me just ask you, Shebby, which of these categories would you say you fit into?
Oh, maybe all of them, actually.
Depending on the trip.
More of an explorer. And, of course, as a loyal reader of my blog, you already know that I'm not an adventure tour person at all. But I call them adventures of the mind, because we have a hell of a lot of fun on our tours learning about things and sharing things that I know, and I always learn something on tour also. So I'm always adding to my knowledge and hopefully making the tours better as I go along.
Well, and pilgrims, of course, this being the 400th anniversary of the arrival of that famous group of pilgrims, mm-hmm, on the other side of the country, pilgrims kind of strike me as the first people.
Yeah,
you know, to arrive. So I'm not a pilgrim, really. I mean, people take pilgrimage,
right? By the way, what one of those categories do you feel most comfortable identifying yourself with?
I kind of think I'm with Shebby. Of pilgrims, tourists, nomads, and explorers. I would say an explorer. A nomad would seem to me to be somebody who just continually is just kind of wandering around. Remember, we had Will.
Will, yeah.
Yeah, we've had some nomads on this program, people who
Walking Will.
Yeah, I think explorers are people who go home occasionally, maybe.
Probably so. Yeah, I would definitely put you into the category of an explorer. You like to go out and find new destinations, off the beaten path kind of guy.
By the way, if you just joined us, we're talking with Shebby Lee from Shebby Lee Tours. Shebby is a blogger who does a travel blog, and you can find a link to it at travelguysradio.com. We talked a little bit about Thomas Cook and some of his travel categories here, and we're talking about tourism in the Black Hills. Shebby, what would you recommend to people who are planning a visit to the Black Hills? Is there a shoulder season? Is there some time to come when the weather is fairly predictable and it might not be as crowded, maybe a little cheaper?
It does get a little cheaper after, it used to be in September, but now because we have so many people coming for mellow time in the Black Hills, which South Dakota Tourism calls it, and the roundup is the very last weekend in September, so you can't expect to really get a bargain until October. The good news is that is probably one of the best weather months that we have the whole year. You can pretty much depend upon it.
You're headed to the Black Hills. May I suggest that you take the time to visit the Crazy Horse Memorial? It is a one of a kind. You can read all about it and do your homework yourself. But there is one of the great tourist traps of the whole country in the Black Hills area, Wall Drugs, which is outside of Rapid City to the east a little bit. And heaven forbid that you would ever go to South Dakota and not visit Wall Drugs. And if you're sitting here saying, what is Wall Drugs? Look it up on the internet. It's someplace that you really must go to. Not everyone in South Dakota is probably as proud of it, but it's a great tourist stop.
I can't let you go without also explaining that we have six national parks within a 150-mile radius of Rapid City, where I live. That's the gateway to the Black Hills. And that certainly boosts. Wall Drug is right outside of Badlands National Park, which is one of the finer parks, in my opinion. And it's virtually all natural. We have really kept down the tourism things in that park.
Well, and one other great thing about the Black Hills region, Shebby, is the cost of accommodations in the Black Hills is much more reasonable than you're going to find in New York City or some of the other big tourism destinations. Tom has family in San Antonio, and dare I say, even in the tourism area in downtown San Antonio, hotel rates have gotten rather expensive. In and around Rapid City in the Black Hills, there are a lot of new builds, and you're going to find a lot of moderate, nice hotels at very reasonable prices. And I think you're going to find the same thing from a food standpoint, is that pricing in the Black Hills is a little bit better than you would find in some regions of the country. Shebby, thank you so much for the blog update and the Black Hills update and all of that great information. And once again, I remind folks that if you would like to read Shebby's current blog about some of the categories Thomas Cook created for travelers many years ago, or sign up and get it on a regular basis, go to travelguysradio.com and you can find a link to her blog. Thank you, Shebby, and keep us in mind if anything exciting happens in the Black Hills.
I certainly will. Thanks, Mark.
Mark, are you you guys take trips to the Black Hills? You go see Mount Rushmore?
We do every year. And the Crazy Horse Memorial there, that's like the coolest thing in history. We take our people up on the mountain where they're carving.
Right.
And we're like the only tour company that does that. It's pretty cool.
How about the Buffalo Roundup thing?
Yep. Ramona has taken people to the Buffalo Roundup a number of times back there. You were making an observation while we were on commercial break about people who are afraid to get on an airplane, but yet will go down and sit with 15,000 people at Capital One Center and watch a Kings game.
Yeah, I don't know anybody like that. I think the game's at 6 today, by the way. We'll probably get there about 5:30.
Well, thanks to everyone who has tuned in to us today. I hope we have been able to provide you with a little bit of solid information. If you go to travelguysradio.com, there are some links there, particularly at the top of the list, that will show you some places that you can go to get absolutely science-based information on what's going on about the virus. And we will be back here next Sunday at 3 o'clock to once again give you as best of an update as we can. What are you up to this week, Mr. Romano?
This week, kind of laying low. The wife and I, we probably, like a lot of folks, we hit the stores and we've stockpiled our water and our toilet paper. That's a joke. I don't understand that.
One day run on toilet paper in town.
Yeah, we were talking during the interview. We should have been listening to the interview. Mm-hmm. The people that will only go to the store and they buy 4 rolls of toilet paper.
Right.
Now, is their way of thinking is that in about a few weeks, I'm never going to use toilet paper again.
Uh-huh.
I'm done. 4 Maybe. Rolls. When I'm done with these, I'm done with that.
Maybe they mooch from their neighbors or something.
You know, I mean, versus the people that buy a dozen or a 24-pack.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they have a future. You know? Part of their future. Yeah,
it seems appropriate that a show that has mostly evolved around a terrible virus that's sweeping the country should end with you talking about people's purchases of toilet paper.
Yeah, but anyway, we stocked up.
It's all about balance here on the Travel Guys.
There you go. Well, we got our extra water and and we got our canned food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you stocked up? You know, you should have at least a month's worth.
I keep a couple weeks full of stuff in my pantry on a pretty regular basis, just because I think that's just a good thing to do, not because I'm panic stricken or anything.
Spam
like
or
that.
Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Usually tuna.